This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A technology company used by Colorado's Department of Human Services and the Division of Child Support Services recently suffered a data security breach. Here's CPR Sarah Buris.
The company, Maximus, says it became aware of unusual activity on its platform in late May and took the compromised platform offline. But not before the hackers were able to get access to files that included personal information, like names and social security numbers. Maximus says it hasn't seen evidence that the personal information has been used, but it says it's working with the state and is offering free credit monitoring for the next 2 years. Sarah Buris, CPR News.
A large valley with a derogatory name near Trinidad could soon have a new title. CPR's Matt Bloom reports a state board voted last week to change it.
The current name Chinaman's Canyon is disrespectful to Chinese immigrants, advocates say. The term's rooted in the discrimination many immigrants faced throughout the late 1800s. Now the state's Geographic Naming Advisory Board has voted unanimously to change the name to Toisan Canyon, which is a nod toward the Chinese province home to the majority of Chinese immigrants to the U.S. in the 1800s. The new name for the canyon must gain approval from a federal board before it becomes official. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Two former police officers charged in the death of Aurora resident Elijah McClain now face one less charge. The Attorney General's office dropped a sentence enhancer against Jason Rosenblatt and Randy Rodima. The two officers were second on the scene the night McClain was forcibly arrested by Aurora police, put in chokeholds, and then given ketamine. He later died at a hospital. All of their trials are scheduled to begin this fall. This is CPR and KRCC.